Texas Comptroller Susan Combs says state lawmakers will have more than $101 billion for general spending over the next 2 years. That's 12% more money than they had for the two-year budget that ends in August. Combs credits an uptick in the sales tax revenue, motor vehicle sales, and oil and gas production for what she has called a surplus.
The economic picture is for continuing expansion as the fast growth period of an economic recovery gives way to a moderate, sustained growth.
The revenue includes $8.8 billion the state will have left when the budget year ends in August. But Combs warns that any number of things could cause Texas's economic growth spurt to stumble. Former State Representative Talmadge Heflin, now with the conservative Texas Public Policy Foundation, has served as a chief budget writer in the House.
If we see another 3 years that the economy has a downturn, or if in 15 it cools more than the comptroller thinks, they're going to need some of that money.
Dick Levine with the Center for Public Policy Priorities agrees the so-called surplus is not a windfall. He says the amount of money available is not enough to cover the level of services the state provided before the recession.
So there are services that were cut that are not going to be restored. Our classrooms may still be overcrowded. Our maintenance on our roads is still going to be postponed.
Levine says lawmakers need to look for new revenue. He says eliminating some tax exemptions that may have been on the books for a long time might be an option, though convincing conservative lawmakers to do that would be tough. Shelley Koffler, KERA News in Austin.